This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Rescue workers say yes, it is still possible they could find survivors in the rubble of that partially collapsed condo building near Miami. 9 people are known dead, 152 missing in Surfside. Miami resident Mike Noriega was there over the weekend, holding out hope for his grandmother, says our Shelley Adler.
His 92-year-old grandmother, Hilda, lived on the 6th floor.
It was so hard to process because it was like something that's you're supposed to see in a movie, but you're never supposed to see in reality.
Amazingly, he found a birthday card that was sent to his grandmother flying in the debris.
I mean, what are the chances that that would happen? I just feel like it's really God's way of comforting us to say, either way, whatever happened with your grandmother, she's okay.
I'm Shelley Adler.
The National Weather Service is describing the historic heat wave hitting the Pacific Northwest as unprecedented and dangerous. It was 112 in Portland, Oregon yesterday, 110 in Eugene, Oregon, 104 in Seattle. The Weather Service's Dan Peterson.
This week we're expecting Oregon, Washington, Idaho, and Montana to have several days in a row of high heat with record-breaking temperatures at multiple locations across these states.
The National Weather Service's Dan Peterson. Power's out in some places in this heat. U.S. airstrikes near the border between Iraq and Syria. The Defense Department says militia groups backed by Iran were using facilities there to launch attacks against U.S. troops in Iraq. They were using unmanned aerial vehicles. 2 separate shootings left one person dead and at least 13 others wounded overnight in Chicago. No arrests that we know of. 2 adults and a child were killed after a train struck their vehicle in Chicago. This is AP News. Did you go to the movies over the weekend? Our Margie Zarletta's got the big weekend box office champ.
The 9th installment of the Fast and Furious movies leads at the box office this weekend.
Jacob is Dom's brother.
If you went to the movies this weekend, there's a good chance it was to see F9. It brought in $70 million in its first weekend, according to studio estimates. That's the biggest opening for a film since the coronavirus pandemic hit. Unlike other recent films, F9 only ran in theaters with no streaming. A Quiet Place Part 2 was way in second place, bringing in $6.2 million. The Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard was third with $4.88 million. I'm Margie Zarletta.
Bruce Springsteen returned to Broadway over the weekend, another sign of the rebirth of live entertainment that was squashed because of the pandemic. Springsteen wiped away tears toward the end of his show. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.